Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Around the United States, the immigration policies of the Trump administration have been the focus of protests.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Earlier this summer, protesters outside New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu's office demanded action against border control checkpoints federal authorities set up along Interstate 93 in the White Mountains. But locally, there's a lot of support for those checkpoints for a reason that has little to do with immigration. New Hampshire Public Radio's Brita Green reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection has been running these checkpoints more frequently under the Trump administration, setting up on Interstate 93 near the small towns of Woodstock and Lincoln. Their stated goal is enforcing immigration law. To that end, agents have arrested more than 50 people over the past 2 years at the checkpoints. They're people they say entered the country illegally. Those in support of the stops are quick to turn attention to another topic, drugs and the state's opioid crisis.
There have been drug busts.
This is Governor Chris Sununu speaking with reporters recently.
We've been able to seize paraphernalia and drugs out of those checkpoints. They seem to work fairly responsibly and reasonably in the state of New Hampshire.
The connection between drugs, illegal immigration, and crime is not a new one. It's an argument President Trump makes for ramping up enforcement. Here he is at his State of the Union address earlier this year.
For decades, open borders have allowed drugs and gangs to pour into our most vulnerable communities.
The idea is that more checkpoints will catch more drug dealers in the country illegally, and if they catch more American drug dealers, that's a bonus. In New Hampshire, despite the political divide on immigration issues, the checkpoints are broadly accepted among state residents, at least according to a survey conducted last year by researchers at the University of New Hampshire. Overall, 70% of respondents said they support the stops as a check on immigration and to investigate potential drug smuggling. On a weekday morning in Lincoln, New Hampshire, booths at the Sunny Day Diner were packed with tourists in town for a mountain vacation. But the staff, they're locals.
To us, it's more about the drugs and the immigration.
Waitress Rebecca Borges has been living here for almost 20 years. She says, sure, there's downsides to the checkpoints. For one, they cause traffic to back up. But if you're from around here, you know how to take the side roads. What she's really worried about is drug dealers.
And it's been getting pretty bad with a lot of children in this area. We've had a couple of deaths. So I think for a lot of parents here, we're happy about it.
Just down the road, John Payne runs an inn with his wife. He got stopped in the checkpoints this year with two young Chinese women who were working for them this summer on visas. The agents suspected Payne might be trafficking the girls. After some delay, though, they were sent on their way. Payne took it as a good sign, not as a headache.
If they're catching human traffickers, all power to them.
When it comes to immigration, he says, we need to enforce the laws on the books, and he thinks it helps to have another eye out in general for illegal behavior.
If somebody catches a heroin dealer in my community and puts them in jail, I'll shake their hand twice, you know.
Most of the illegal substances seized at these checkpoints, though, have not been heroin or cocaine, meth or fentanyl, but instead marijuana and derivatives like edibles and hash oil.
Checkpoints haven't caught drug traffickers.
This is Gilles Bissonnette with the New Hampshire ACLU. He's been fighting the checkpoints and won a court battle to have drug evidence thrown out from two stops in 2017. He argued the way the searches were performed is illegal under the state constitution. He says most people caught with drugs in these stops are carrying only small, personal use amounts of marijuana, and any notion that the checkpoints are making a dent in the state's drug crisis is unfounded.
These are family members, these are kids, these are parents, these are not drug dealers, as people have been suggesting.
Back in Woodstock, Roberta Vigno, a financial manager at the Woodstock Inn, agrees.
We do have a drug problem in this town. Is that going to stop that? No.
The checkpoints, she says, have been all over the news. Big-time dealers, they know what they're doing. They'll just avoid the interstate altogether. During the most recent checkpoints, one in August and one late last month, border agents say they made no arrests for drugs or immigration violations. For Here and Now, I'm Brita Green.